You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders won't be making an early morning date with a deer stand anytime soon. At best, he'll accompany friends and family who have a passion for hunting.
The last time I never shot a deer, I was living in the mid-1980s on 6 acres outside St. Augustine in Deep East Texas, where I published the Rambler newspaper. I had leased an additional 50 acres on which I ran a few cows. Mainly the cows ran me ragged. They had an annoying habit of rambling through the woods, busting through the decrepit barbed wire fence, and ending up on the highway about a half mile away. The sheriff would call and let me know my cows were loose again. I would call a local cowboy to round them up. Eventually, I tired of this foolishness and sold them for a loss at auction. This was the first of several failed attempts into the cow business. To get back to the story, my little brother Greg wanted to go deer hunting. I had seen deer on many occasions on the 50 acres, so sometime around Thanksgiving, I agreed to take him hunting. I bought a license and borrowed a rifle from a buddy. Being a former Marine, Greg came equipped with an arsenal and the requisite camouflage. He might even have been wearing deer urine scent. Probably not. He likely just didn't bathe the night before. We got up at dawn and traipsed out to the woods. We each took a spot where we could safely fire at a buck without plugging each other. My enthusiasm for killing a deer was quite low. This was not out of any moral compunction, but because I didn't want to mess with gutting it, cleaning it, dragging the carcass home, and taking it to be processed. Venison, when fixed right, can be tasty, but I prefer my meat wrapped in cellophane with a price tag. But I decided that if I got a clear shot at a nice-looking buck, I would take it for bragging rights. I sat with my back against a tree and waited. The only other time I had gone hunting had been for squirrel about 5 years earlier. A co-worker from the Nacogdoches paper had talked me into it. I quickly realized I would starve to death if it came down to me, relying on my marksmanship skills at killing those overgrown rats for sustenance. I wasted several 410 shells and never did even wing one. I could have sworn the little buggers were sticking their tongues out at me as they raced along the branches above. The only reason I was even trying to shoot one was my buddy promised that his wife would clean and cook them if we killed any. He didn't shoot any either. We stopped at McDonald's on the way back into town and each got a Big Mac as a consolation prize. I looked up. There in sight was a buck, maybe 75 yards away. I lifted my rifle and aimed. It was going to be an easy shot. He was looking the other way. The buck was no trophy, but respectable enough. I thought about it for a few seconds, then lowered the rifle and coughed on purpose. The buck heard the sound, looked my way, and took off into the brush. I was relieved. Who needs the aggravation? In the years since, I have gone dove hunting a couple times and made half-hearted attempts to shoot birds, but they are perfectly safe from me. I leave hunting to those with stronger stomachs for it, though I'm happy to partake of the bounty. As I said, it's not a moral compunction, just a preference. Put a camera with a long lens in my hands, and I'll shoot deer and other wildlife all day long. That's my preferred way of stalking creatures.
Commentator Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College. You can see his nature photography on his website, GaryBorders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment here on your public radio station, Red River Radio.